This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're here with Eric Semeltab, Computers. You know him famously, nominated to be one of the best of Hartford and the radio personality.
We'll see.
Computer Talk with Tab, Saturday, 9 to 11. If I learned that you used a bot to to stuff the ballot box,
no cheating for me,
I'm
Brian.
Canceling this segment.
Wouldn't that be great? But no, I didn't do that.
You could. You could have.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I want to start with this story
on
Tech Tuesday that there are fake students through bots.
Yeah,
that not only enroll in classes but get financial aid. So I assume they take that money and pocket it.
That's the scam. Take that money and run. Yeah. This story is crazy. I couldn't believe it. This is a California study that's been going on. They swindled roughly $6.5 million in student aid from September 2021 through December 23, and that's just this is California. And one of the things that was talked about here was this Elizabeth Smith here, a professor of Southwestern College, a community college in Chula Vista, California, found that just 14. Out of her 104 students originally enrolled in her class were real people.
Was it a fully remote class or something? Was it a pandemic-y or something?
They don't. Well, it's again the 2021 through 23, so maybe a little possibility
half and half.
There. Yeah.
Well, my thing is like who is doing this?
They don't tell you who's doing it.
They got away with the money, right?
They get away. I mean, come on. You can ask for money all the time. Look at all the PPP loans, all the things we did through the COVID.
I didn't do any of that.
Well, so many people did, right? And government just chucks cash at you. There's no verification. And here we are, 14 out of 104. It's just obvious that our systems are broken, and they're starting a new inauthentic enrollment mitigation task force.
Jeez.
At Southwestern College, because clearly having 14 real people enroll in, and this was, I was going to joke it'd be a sociology class, but it was a reading class because I went and checked out the professor.
But they don't, to enroll, you don't have to do like social security numbers or anything like that.
I don't know what
they have to
do.
It must be a really low bar.
Right.
And so that's millions of dollars, and that's state money. So like the taxpayers of California lost that money.
Yeah. And it comes down to, obviously, is the rigors of college anything we're supposed to be dealing with these days? If it's that easy to get into college that you can actually be a fake bot and just say, enroll me and give me money, please. I mean, we did the FAFSA form. You did the FAFSA.
Oh, my gosh.
It's ridiculous, right? You needed a counselor to help you do it. And now it's like, well, just tell me you need some money and we'll chuck money
at
you.
Well, I mean, thank goodness there was finally the reckoning for those for-profit colleges because they would take federal money, do nothing to let people graduate, and then just pocket the money. It was the biggest academic scam of all time.
Too much of it.
We're talking with Eric Semmel from Tab Computers, Computer Talk with Tab, Saturday 9 to 11. So Gemini is the AI for Google.
Yeah.
And now
better.
You can interact with it directly. Is that what it is?
Yeah, I want to play with it. I haven't had a chance to play with it, but it looked pretty cool. It's a new feature with Gemini where it'll actually look at what you have on your phone, and you can chat with it and ask you what it sees. So it'll explain whatever the pictures are. It'll explain whatever the document might be. It'll actually talk to you and interact with you. So you don't even have to read anything anymore. If you forgot your glasses or whatever, like I kind of joke about, you can have Gemini look at it, and it'll explain, hey, Eric, this is what it is. This is what it's all about. And, you know, Gemini had a lot of trouble in its early rollouts with getting all sorts of things confused. This looks pretty cool. I haven't had a chance to play with it. It's free for now, right? All this AI is free for now, just like everything. Microsoft used to be practically free. Now it costs you an arm and a leg just
so
to do a Word
document.
So you're saying
they're trying to get the hook in?
Oh, yeah. They're going to get the hook in, and there's been some amazing stuff that Gemini's doing. I also saw them. You were talking about movies. You can actually have an entire movie created from just text. You can ask Gemini to go ahead and create a whole movie scene. Like, if you think of Fast and the Furious, you can have a whole car chase, pick the car, pick the character.
No way.
Oh, my gosh. It creates it automatically. It's amazing technology. So you talk about people being in the movies. You don't even need a real actor anymore. You just have AI generate it for you.
I think they're going to come up with like these AI-free communes eventually. Like there's going to be like these outposts of like previous civilization. I don't know.
The Onion did a thing about that.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. We play it every now and again.
Oh, that's really, really funny. The next one, I want to skip the Google phishing scam for now.
That's
and we'll
fine.
Get to it at the end if we get to it. Yeah. So Tesla can literally change your odometer remotely?
They can do anything remotely. They can update all the software remotely.
Are they really? So the story goes that there's an accusation that they're putting more miles on the odometer so people can time out of their warranty sooner.
Yeah, their 50,000-mile warranty, which is not a very long warranty. For all the proponents of electric cars always talked about the fact that they don't have any maintenance there. Nothing's going to break. You don't even need anything. So then why would Tesla possibly, this is an accusation, be doing this? And so this guy was just tried to do some testing on his mileage, and it seems, I'm just guessing, maybe Tesla thought a mile was a kilometer. I don't know.
Do you believe they do it?
So that's the thing. I don't know. Can they do it? Sure. Do I believe they do it? Probably not. You get caught doing something like this over a 50,000-mile warranty. It seems kind of cheesy for a company that'll sell you a car for 70 grand and have the rest of us subsidize it for the tune of $7,000 a pop, so people who can afford an $80,000 vehicle can afford now a $70,000 vehicle, but then do this over a warranty of 50,000 miles. It seems a little cheesy to me. However, do you remember Farfrae-Nugent and the whole thing with the Volkswagens and the clean diesel? You know, the Green Police commercial during the Super Bowl? Well, they were cheating on that. So if Volkswagen's going to cheat, I would contend Tesla could too. And it's not that hard to do, and it's software, right? And you can do everything remotely. You can update it remotely. I hope they're not doing this.
I hope so. I mean, it's just crazy that they – I mean, I remember, what was it? That story where it was Julia Roberts was in the movie with Ethan Hawke and they were stuck in Long Island. And then one of the things that the terrorists did is they co-opted all the Teslas and had them jam up the highways.
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
That movie was disappointing.
You do disappoint. Yeah.
It didn't really make a whole lot of sense.
Well, you didn't get a lot of conclusive stuff from it.
No. I sat there and said I wasted 2.5 hours watching this thing or whatever it was.
I agree with that.
But
listen, I want to ask you this AI bot thing. I don't really understand the story. So
okay. So instead of hiring customer service reps, Ryan, you can actually have bots be your customer service reps.
Right. Bots are the first layer of defense for a lot of companies already.
Correct. And you think it's human, and it's not, because it can really answer a lot of your questions. And in the case of this story, this company called Cursor basically had an AI bot where it gave it false information to folks asking about how their licensure worked. And it actually just hallucinated an answer all out of just made it out of whole cloth and just said, yeah, this is how our licensure works.
I mean,
it didn't work that
way. There was no place on the internet or the data that they access that had that explanation.
Right. And you would think
that's
AI
how.
Bot.
That's a problem.
It's a problem. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
that's an evolving AI.
I don't know what it is. It is AI still up for grabs. It's still trying to be worked on. But the fact that this frontline bot would hallucinate, completely making it up, a story like that is concerning, especially if you're trying to employ fake people. You want the fake people to actually do real work. So we'll see what happens with all this. But in our industry, a lot of folks are out there looking for the ways to avoid hiring people. And these bots are coming real fast, real fast.
On the show, any new patterns or trends with what people are concerned with or what they're dealing with?
No, well, it's all the scams that are out there. People are really getting ripped off all the time. So whether it's the text scams, email scams, you know, tax scams, you have to be vigilant and assume whoever's reaching out to you is not that company. They don't care about you, period. Whether it's a text, an email, just assume it's not real and then call the customer with your own, gathering your own phone number. Call the company and find out if
that's
it's real.
That's the only way to do it is to find the number on your own.
On your own.
And call them. Okay.
Never use a link.
And again, listen, Eric Semmel, if you got a question here, we don't take questions here because we don't take phone calls because we don't like people.
What?
No, I'm kidding. We don't like, anyway. 9 to 11 on Saturdays. Any question you want, it's just like journalism. There's no such thing as a dumb question.
Exactly.
And they've heard them all. So, Eric, thank you as always.
My pleasure, Brian.
Eric Semmel, Tab Computers, all your needs.